ויצאינו עד שם אלוקינו משם, להיות חזוק על ידי זה המצויה. So we have to emphasize that Rabbeinu Shalom delivered us להיות חזוק על ידי זה המצויה. ואילו לא הייתי הקדוש ברוך הוא אז אבסינו במצרים, הרי אנו בונינו ומי בונינו משובדים היינו לפער מצרים. This requires an explanation. The Baragod says that if the Rabbeinu Shalom had not delivered us thousands of years ago from Mitzrayim, then we still would be servants of our. Is that possible? I mean, within the last millennia, such changes occurred in the whole world. Where is the power now? Power belongs to ancient history. So how can we say, in Ilu Lohetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sabesim Mitzrayim, הרי אנו ובנינו ובני בנינו משבוד מולינו לפער מצרים. רב אלעזר אשכנזי, the Beir Hagelo mentions it. So he has a perush on the Agode. Maisi Nisim it's called. So he raises that question and he says, the Baal Agode doesn't say, דיילו לוהיץ הקודש ברוך הוא סביסינו מצרים, הרי אנו ובנינו ובני בנינו עבודים מולינו לפער מצרים. משבודים מולינו לפער מצרים. There is a difference between avodim and mishubodim. We say shibud nechosim. What does shibud mean? Indebted. In other words, the only reason as to why the Jewish people recognize that the Rebbeinu Shalom delivered the Israelites out of Mitzrayim is because the Rebbeinu Shalom did it b'yot chazoko v'zrei ha'nitiyo. Imagine, now we can raise the question, after all, what the Torah says several times, v'chazik ha'dishen, ha'dishen is leaf pare, and ki'chesi is leaving. Now, first of all, the question arises, and the Rambam Chashuvet mentions that difficulty. There is Hakabni Shamayim Chutzmiyera Shamayim. So the Rebbeinu Shalom does not decree that a certain person should be a Roshi. And if he is a Roshi, it means it was his own choosing. So how does the Torah say he chases with it? Is it Paris or Chumash maybe? No, there is no Chumash.
No.
No, no. Omeishe. Deyal Paris. Kamir badeti eslibe veslikavodov vimanshisi yisaysay ilavikir umanti saper beozne vincho vendincho is asha yisalalti vimitzrayim vesaysay asha samtivom vidatem kiani adishem. So Rabbi Badi's form mentioned, he says that the fact that Rabbeinu Shalom hardened the heart of Parei is not inconsistent with the concept of Bechira Chofetz. On the contrary, because the Rebbeinu Shalom hardened the heart of Pharaoh, that's why Pharaoh was really free to choose. Imagine if a person comes with a revolver in his hand and he tells the clerk in the bank to give him the money, and he gives him in order to save his life. So was his act of giving away the money to the gangster, a free act? Of course not. He only did it because he was forced at the point of a gun. Now here, the Rebbeinu Shalom inflicted plagues upon Egypt. Dom, Tzvavea, Kini, Ori, Dever, Shrim, Bod, Arbe, Cheshach, Makas, Peret. And that every, and Pharaoh received a warning before every plague. And every plague took place. So Pharaoh, even if he didn't do tshuva, being a Rosh as he is, so it would have been natural for him to yield to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, but then what would the Israelites have said throughout the ages? Oh, Pharaoh, he was such a liberal. I mean, he was the first one to grant freedom to slaves. But, so the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Badi's former says, And the Rachaim says the same thing. He doesn't mention that Rabbi Nevadi's father says it. So the Rebbeinu Shalom hardened the heart of Hiram. He should not yield because of his own self-interest. But he should be so tough that the fact that Mitzrayim would be destroyed and his whole empire would go to nothing should not motivate him. But if he decided, because of ethical considerations, to grant freedom to the Hebrew slaves, then he could have done that. So mele, the hardening of the heart of Pharaoh, instead of depriving his freedom, actually maintained his freedom. So that's why the Torah says, Vayina Adishen al Meshe, Beel Parek, Kamir Badeti Eslibe Veslib Avodo, Viman Shisi Yisaisai Ile Bekirbe, Umanti Sape Bosne Bincho Ven Bincho, Asher Yisalalti Mitzrayim, Vesisisai Asher Santibon, Vidatem Kamir Adishen. All right. ואפילו קולונו חכמים, קולונו נבנים, קולונו זקנים, קולונו ידים ושעתור. מצווה עלינו לספר בציאס מצרים, וכל אמר בו לספר בציאס מצרים, הרי זה משובח. נאו, אם נגמורה, אם נצוחים, זה איזה מחלקס, ביטול רב אין שמואל, because the Mishnah says, מסרי בגמוס ומסיים בשבח. So there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, which gnus and which vach. So Rav says, "Mitchilo yedi avizor yavisei." There's the gnus, and the shvach is v'achshav kevona amokim v'avidos. And Shmuel says, "The gnus is avodim oyinu lifarim mitzrayim, and the shvach is v'yitzeinu adishem olakim mishon biyot chazoko v'zoy amitzio." So the Ritva in his peyush. And the Agode says, "Mistabre shall nechliku el beize maschil," because Roshna Mishni is maschil in b'gnus Mitzrayim Mishvach. So the question is, what should he discuss first? Whether the Triloi v'gnuim aviseinu v'achshav kevona amokal avodosei, and then avodim oyinu v'yitzeinu adishem v'shom yechazok v'en Trilo, or vice versa. So now, what do these two represent? So the Goyen explained it. I mean, no one will disagree with the Goyen's pshat. That's the plain pshat. Mitzilah yidigun ma'aviseinu represents Shibud HaNefesh. V'achshav kevon amok ha'avidosei represents Chirus HaNefesh. Avodim oyinu lifared Mitzrayim represents Shibud HaGuf. V'achshav evaitzein ha'lishem ha'akim misham yechazok ha'lishem ha'etuyo represents Chirus HaGuf. So that's the machlekes. What should we mention first? And we pass that while we mention both, but we should mention. I mean, that's the universal practice. I don't know whether there are any Jews, Ashkenazim or Sfardim, who start with Mitzchilo Yedi Avizor Yaviseinu, and then they proceed with Avodim Oyinu. So the universal practice in all Jewish communities, I think throughout the ages, is to start with Avodah Meir, yes?
Last year,
yeah.
You said in the Rambam that it could be during the second Bayis Sheni, mm-hmm. The Jewish people started from Chilal Devaseinu, Lechamayim Haseinu.
Yeah, right, not that. Yeah. Now the universal practice is to start with Avodah Meir and then proceed with the Shibud HaNefesh. Why? After all, so the central thing is Chirus HaNefesh. As a matter of fact, Rosh Hashanah Rambam, that's based upon the Gemara in Psochem of Dora Abdi de Rav Nachman. Zion Hilchos Chometz HaMatzah, Halacha Aleph says as follows: Mitzvaseh shel Teiro leisaper b'nisim u'b'nifloyim שנעשו להביסנו במצרים, ואילו חמישה עושה בניס, שנאמר זוכר את היום הזה אשר יסוס עם מצרים, כמו שנאמר זוכר את למשל. Now, we'll come back to it. That's very strange. The Rambam says, how do we know that we are mechuyev to mishapu b'tzias Mitzrayim? Because of the posuk, ezocher asayim hazeh asher yitzosen Mitzrayim. All right, that's the posuk. Why does the Rambam have to say, mishenema zocher asayim hashabos?
Yeah. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvot doesn't mention this possible of the Zohar Shem is that just from the Shem. You mentioned the second possible
of the Zohar Shem. Yeah, I know, I'll discuss it. So then the Rambam says, ומנעים שבלו חמש עושו תלמוד למה ויגר יצאו לבין חובה עם ההוא לאימיה ברוזה בשור שישמצו ומורה ומוכן לפניך ויעף על פי that's when there is a ben, he has a son, suppose he has no children ויעף על פי שאין לי ben אפילו חכמים בילים חיון מספר בסייס מצרים וכל אמר לו בדבורים שאירו ושהוי הרי זה משוח then הלוח הבאי says מצווה להגיע לבונים ואפילו לא ישאלו שנאמר והגעת אותו לבינכו לפי דייתי של בן עוד לפני רמבי קיצר אם היו קוטון או טיפיש אין עלי בני כולנו היו היינו עבדים כמו שיף חזו או כמו עבד זה במצרים ובלילה הזה פודו ישום הקודש ברוך הוא ויצאינו לחיוס ואם הוא היה בן גודל וחוכם, מדי מה שאירו לנו ממצרים, וניסים שנעשו לנו על מי שרבינו, הכל לפי דייתי שובן. So the Rambam mentions the שיבוד הנפש, and the שיבוד הגוף, and also the חירוס הנפש and חירוס הגוף. But to whom is the father מחויב to emphasize the שיבוד הגוף if the child was a ben tipish, who couldn't have a concept at such an early age of the importance, the significance of Cheilus HaNefesh. So then he has to point out, oh, you see, this black person, so all our ancestors were slaves, and then the Danish delivered us out of the Egyptian bondage. But if he has more seichel, so then he has to emphasize the Cheilus HaNefesh. How is it that the Rambam paskens that we have to start davke of Cheilus HaNefesh? The answer is very simple. While the Cheilus HaNefesh is the predominant thing, but without Cheilus HaGuf, there couldn't be Cheilus HaNefesh. How can you be mekayim the Torah without any interference? If you are a slave and you are mishubet to a pharaoh, to a master. So after all, Morris says in Dushin, Man ishtano eizen mechol ivorim shebodom. So eizen sheshoma ala sinai ki libne yisroel avodim avodahim vile avodim vile avodim so vholach zeu mocha vesatz melebet. So Yerotza, and Yerushalmi says, Eizen Sheshomu Ar Sinai, Oneichi Adi Shem Alekecho, V'hol Ar Zeh, V'umach Ar Asatnu Le'evet, So Yerotza. So in other words, if there is no Chirus HaGuf, so then there is a diminution in Avodas Hashem, in the Libne Yisroel Avodahim, V'lo Yavodah El Avodim, and even Oneichi Adi Shem Alekecho, there is a diminution in the Mune Hashem if there is no Cheilus HaGuf. So that's why the Rambam paskens like Shmuel that is Masfil Avod Meyinu, and then he says Mitchilei de Aviseinu Hoyo Mitchilei de Avizor Hoyo Aviseinu the Achshof Kervonu Hamoki Lavidos. Now I would like to go back why the Rambam has to resort to the posik of Socher Asim HaShabbos Mrs. Eser Shalteiro Lesateya B'nissim B'nifloi Shenasu Avisim Mitzrayim L'Elcham Shosa B'nissim Shenema Socher Asim HaZeh Asher Yitzosem Mitzrayim Kmo Shenema Socher Asim HaShabbos. What does he have to mention Socher Asim HaShabbos? There is a mitzvah of Socher Asim HaShabbos, there is a mitzvah of Kiddush, and there is a mitzvah of Sipol Tzias Mitzrayim, there's the Posik of Zohar Sayim Hazeh. Why does he have to mention in conjunction with the mitzvah of Sipritzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush. The answer is there are two kinds of sphiras. There is one kind of sphira like Zocheris Asheros Olchamon. So, how is that mitzvah fulfilled? By reciting a parsha of Amol. The parsha of Zocheris Asheros Olchamon in Kiseitze. Whether he can be kind the mitzvah deraisa by reciting the parsha in the Shalach. So when Avram says yes, the Mishneh Berurah is chelik, but the Raibet in his Pirush and Tereskenim, in the Chukei Sai, Yaham the Posim, the Zacharti, as Brisi Avram, as Brisi Yitzchok, as Zacharti, as Brisi Yaakov, as Brisi Yitzchok, but as Brisi Avram Esker, Varetz Esker, he says like among Avram, that he can retain the mitzvah, the reise of Zochers of Chamorim, by reciting any parsha in the Torah, and not only parsha in the Torah, even a parsha in Nevi'im, the parsha, the Haftor of Shabbos Zocher and Shmuel, or even Migdash Esther, any parsha in Torah, Nevi'im, or Tzivim, that deals with Amalek, so he can retain the mitzvah. So that's one type of sphere that consists in reciting, in verbalizing a certain parsha in the Torah. But then there is another kind of sphere, like Kiddush. Do we have to recite any psukim about Kiddush? We don't have to recite any psukim about Kiddush. We just have to mention the Kiddush Hayeim, the Broche of Dishas HaShavos, Hashem Tesev Rotzav, Onei Shabbos Kosher Rotzav, Onei Zikor Masid Reishis, Trium Kol Kiri, Zichar Yisias Mesfai. We are not reciting any psukim of the Torah. So the question is, the mitzvah of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach Night, does it consist by reciting the psukim of the Torah, or it consists by talking about it? So the Rambam says, that's the difference between the mitzvah of Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Hashana, Lemantiskeras Yitzias Chomeras Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecho, Yimei Chayecho Hayomim, Kol Yimei Chayecho Halelis, so there it consists by reciting psukim about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we'll soon discuss that, and the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, so there the mitzvah is to talk about it in his own language. Now let's see the Loshna Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs about. Now in Sefer HaMitzvahs, so the mitzvah of Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Hashana, Mantiskas Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecho, Yimei Chayecho Hayomim, Kol Yimei Chayecho Halelis, the Rambam is mashmi it all together. He doesn't mention it in the Mitzvahs. But the mitzvah of Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim mentions, I think it's mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin. He should see one of his upper BTS Mitzrayim, the Leuch on Joseph Nisi, the Trilas Alaylo, the Pitachis Lishin and Sapper, the Homi Shiesi, the Mama, the Yarek Abvorin, the Agdoas, Mashosolom Hashem, the Mashosolom Amitzrin, Meil, the Homos, the Chloch Hashem, the Mosenu Mehem, Ulhedis Le Yisale, Al Kotev Shekomalmu, the Yisatevi, כמו שאומרו וכל המערך לספר ביציאס מצרים הרי זה משוח והכוסוב שבו על הציבו הזה הוא אומרי והגד זו לבינכו באים ההוא ובו הפירוש והגד איתו לבינכו יוכל מבשחידש we'll have to discuss that too why should there be so good איתוך that the Shredish Nishan the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim takes place תמולים הבאים ההוא אי באים ההוא יוכל מבגי Why did they gain? Tamrim Abavuze, Lulamarti al Bishor, Sheyesh Matzo Moria, Munochem Lufaneh al Kleima, Mitchila Salaila at Misap, but not before Shiye. The Russian Michilte Michlau Shenema, Shisholcho Bimcho, Yochel Nisholcho Bimcho at Marile, Talmud Lema, but if he doesn't ask you, you don't have to tell you to say anything. Talmud Lema, we gathered to Livimcho Afro Pishenisha. אין לי עליו בזמן שיש לבן, Bina l'natsme, bina l'nachir, minayim, tam lema, ayim ha-meishe, elom, zocher ha-sayim ha-zeh. When it's lema, again, she'u tzivoli zocher, who is shom ha-zocher ha-sayim ha-shabbos. So that's why he mentioned the pasuk of zocher ha-sayim ha-shabbos, to point out that the mitzvah sechira is fulfilled not by reciting psukim dealing with Yetzias Mitzrayim, not like the mitzvah of sechira Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Sashom, Kol Yimei Sashom. There it consists by mentioning psukim, either the parashah of Tzitzes, or the pasuk Mantiskeres in Tzitzchom Yaras Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecho, Mashiim Kindes, consists in talking about it. וכבר ידעת על שם אמרון ואפילו קולונו החומים קולונו מבינים קולונו ידים מסתירו כולו מצווה עלינו לספר בסייס מצרים. Now let's go back to Rosh Hashanah.
Is there we going to explain why there's no mitzvah of Zechira mentioned in the
Yom? Yes, I'm going two terutzim by the Chai. It's not in the same time.
How do you see that this is a mitzvah to talk about it? The Rambam just
because we say the cholamar belisaper b'tzias mitzrayim harizim shuvach. Insofar as the mitzvah of tzchiras b'tzias mitzrayim kol hashem is concerned, there is no mitzvah amufra to recite psukim upon psukim. But here, since the mitzvah is to talk about it, so k'tizachas lishenei, it's a mitzvah amufra.
But what I'm asking is, the fact that the Rambam connects the pasuk of
Zechira
with Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Yeah, to point out.
Why is that? I don't see.
Because how are you making the mitzvah of Zechira with Shabbos? By reciting psukim during the Shabbos?
Yeah.
No, but by talking about the Shabbos. So here too, you are making the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night by talking about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Right.
Yes.
Is there a concept called Kolomar for Ezim Shuba by Zechira Shabbos?
No. We'll soon see why. Okay. Because Shabbos is not Shayach. By Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach Mai, so there's a minyan of Vidoyim, there's a minyan of Halel. So Shayach to say Kolomar for Yetzias Mitzrayim Ezim Shuba. But Shabbos, you have to mention the Zayim. So if you mention this Sayyim 100 times, 1,000 times, so then it's more than mitzvah. It's not more than mitzvah. It's on the contrary, Kwamisik Gerei, I would say. Now the Rambam says again. The Baragoda says, Yochem Rishchedesh, Talmud Leima, Vayimahu. So how could there be so good Aitok? That Rishchedesh Nissen, what happened to Rishchedesh Nissen? Yetzias Mitzrayim took place on the 15th of Nissen. So the night, Chatzeis, there are three zmanim. The Gemara in Brachas mentions Chipozin Yisrael, Chipozin Mitzrim, Chipozin Shchine. But Rishchedesh Nissen, nothing happened to Rishchedesh Nissen. Why should there be so good Aitok? That the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should take place after Rishchedesh. The answer is one thing occurred on Rishchedesh. Hachidush hazeh lochem. And Rashi, the first Rashi in Bereishis, he says, she mitzvah rishenu she nitzavu b'Yisrael. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hachidush, and then about the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, and the Yitzchak Chometz, and Matzah. So that's the mitzvah rishenu she nitzavu b'Yisrael. Mela that means that Matan Torah did not begin at Sinai. At Sinai, the bulk of the mitzvahs were revealed. But when did Matan Torah begin? On Rishchedesh Nissen. The mitzvah Rishenu shenitztavu b'Yisrael. Since the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Yetziacho Esom Mitzrayim Tabu Meselkim Aror Hazeh, then, without an exegesis of Sakosuf, so Bayimahu, I would say that the mitzvah should take place when the Matan Torah began, because that was the central motive of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then the Baragoda continues, he says, Ibayimahu Yochem Bigay, so yet, because the night is when Bigay, the Gula did not start until the night of the 15th. But I think that this is already mentioned by someone. I think Rabbi Amichu mentioned it in the Sefer, and he says that he heard it in the name of a Kai, because there is a din of taste the Shabbos in case it's Yom. So after Chagamunche, you can be Kaddish Esayit. Erev Shabbos, after Chagamunche, you can make Kiddush. And Erev Yom Tov, you can make Kiddush and be Mikabel, and Mikabel Kiddush Yom. But Pesach night, there is no tasis. Why? Ba'avuzel Yomarti El Bishor, שיש מצו ומורה מנוחם לפניך מנוחם לפניך so מנהלה the fear of Sipritzias Mitzrayim begins only when there is a fear of מצו ומורה ואוכל לספס הבועל הזה על מצו סמרי ומיוכלו so that's why we say יוכל מביגי that there should be a king of tasteless תלמיד הבבוזה ואבוזל לא יאמרתי, אלא בשור שישמצו ומורי נוחים לפניך. נאו, הרמב״ם says now לך הגימו, וצורך לעשי שינו בלילה הזה. The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim does not consist just in talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, but because since the Torah says the Gadol Dincho, so it has to be, the mitzvah has to be fulfilled in responding to questions raised by the Son. So mele we are mechuye to arouse the curiosity of the Son. So that we'll ask, so then we'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim of the Gadol Dincho. Now Rav Chaim said that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach night, differs from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kolachanor, in three respects. One is because the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach night, has to be made in the form of questions and answers. Manishtana Laila Ze, Nikola Leleis, so we say, Avodim Oyinu Yifarid Mitzrayim. Mashenki, the mitzvah of Shchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol HaShanah does not consist in the form of questions and answers. And then, another matkimim is, as far as the mitzvah of Shchiras Mitzrayim, Shchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol HaShanah is concerned, so you just have to mention it briefly, not to elaborate it. Mashenki mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol HaShanah, that can be fulfilled only not by mentioning it briefly, but by discussing it. Kipitzachas L'Shem, Kipitzachas L'Shem. Now, the Pirkei Yesid is the Chidor, so he mentions that in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim cannot be fulfilled through the halacha of Shemei Akeinu. Yes, the Pirkei Yesid is the Chidor. Pirkei Yesid, the Chidor. It cannot be fulfilled through Shemei Akeinu. But everybody has to say it himself. But there is a more that's very difficult. There is a more in Tzochim that is mentioned in the Feirish, that if somebody says it and the other one listens, so he's also easy. But maybe what the Chidor meant was not that it cannot be fulfilled. Let's say Kiddush can be fulfilled without understanding the Kiddush. Suppose the father makes Kiddush, and all the children, all the guests, don't understand the meaning of Hashem Tzisach, the bracha of Kiddush. So there's still the kind of mitzvah. Masha'inke, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have the kind of mitzvah not through the halacha of Shemir Kehine Kasei. But you have a kind of mitzvah, because if you understand that, so that means that you also realize the mitzvah of what happened in Mitzrayim and what it meant for the Jewish people. Now,
You really don't have to say the entire Haggadah.
No, you don't have to.
If somebody explains to you the whole story, you.
That's right. But in the Rabbanon, you have to say it, the Russian that the Chazal composed. But in the Raise, you don't have to use any Russian. You can use your own Russian like Tefillah. The Rambam Shita is that Tefillah once a day is the Raise. But it doesn't mean that Nusach is the Raise. That Nusach was composed by the Anshik Nesagdeiro.
In terms of the Nusach of the Haggadah, then the Gemara of Sofen will be still followed. One person can mostly the other in that Nusach of the Haggadah.
That.
But each person himself has to understand.
Understand.
And that's what.
Yeah. If he doesn't understand, he's not the kind of the mitzvah. Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, "V'tzorich lehaschir b'dmus l'sayim b'shvach, kesav maschil u'misaper shebitchilo hoya aviseinu v'niterach u'milchonov keifin v'tein achar ha'edam v'reitfin achar adeid asalim u'misayim v'dasu emes shekavono hamokin loy v'yibdilonu mi'umeis וקרבנו ליחודי וכן מסכל ומדיע שעבודים עולים לפער מצרים וכל אורו שגומרנו ומסיים וניסים ונפלוי שנעשו לנו ובחירוסנו והוא שיתרש מערה מידי דוד עד שיגנה כל הפרשי וכל המסיף ומריר ודרש פרשי זו הרי זה משוק עוד דבר הגודל סזיז say umad ma bitish lovan arami lasis liyakov avin. But the Rambam declares the parasha of arami evidovin is the central theme of the Agode. That the Agode doesn't say. That the Agode doesn't say. And not only that he declares it a central theme, he says he has to elaborate the cholameisi fumarir midrash parashas. The Gemara says Kolamar Belisaka Besis Mitzrayim Arizu Mishubach. But he says Kolamar Beliharir Bidrash Parshis. Which drash of Talmud Nicholas. Now we have Talmud Nicholas and we have Talmud Ninus and Mezia. There is a basic difference between the approach of Nicholas and the approach of Ninus and Mezia. Nicholas only translates the Pshutish Amitru. He never mentions any drash. And this, Arami Evidovi, is the only pasuk that I know that Unkeles ignores the traditional mikro and he mentions the drash. Because according to the traditional mikro, as the Ben Ezra says and the Drash Bam and Chumash say, so Arami Evidovi does not have reference to Lavan. If it had reference to Lavan, then the pasuk should say Arami mi Abedovi, not Abedovi. Arami Abedovi, the Pshidish on Mikro is that an Arami was a wandering person, was my ancestor. I mean, who? Yaakov Avinu, Avraham, they're all nomads, they're all, wandering. They were all dead. So here the Rambam emphasized V'chol ha'meisi v'umarich bidrash parshezu harei ze mishubach. Why is the Arami Evidovi the central theme of the Agodet? I think it's because of the pasuk. Now Yaakov, Habon is Nesa, Vabon is Bona, Vatsin Tsemi, everything is this. The Cholash of Reye live, to live Nesa in Moese, Lehila Hayin, and live Nea Shayalodu. יאטו ריחון יחריס עובריס אני ויוטו והויו מאי דיימי ובינך. He was the first Palestinian. ויקח יעקב אובן וירימהו מציבו ויימא יעקב ואחוב ניקטו אבונים ויבחה אבונים ויעשו גול וייחו שמרו ויקחו לילובון יגרסו אדוסו ויעקב קורא ליגלית ויימא לובון הגל הזה אי ביני ובינך איי על כן קורא שמו יגלית והמצפה שאומר מצאת הדשם ביני ובינךו כניסו של איש נראהו אם תיאנז מייסאי ומתיקח נושם על מייסאי אין איש אימונו ראי על כן אי ביני ובינךו ואימא לבון ליעקב הנה הגל הזה בני המציבה שיוגיסי ביני ובינךו איד הגל הזה ואיד המציבו אימוני לו יבר אליך את הגל הזה וימאתו לסבר אליי את הגל הזה וסרציבה הזה יסירו ובריס אלכי אברום ואלהי נוחיה ישפיטו בינינו אלכי אביהם וישוב היעקב לפחדו לפריסו. I think that this expression אלכי אברום ואלהי נוחיה is that implies that Lovon ביקש לאטר עסקים. You know, we talk today about ecumenical council, ecumenism, I mean, who is the inventor of ecumenism? A certain pope, I don't know which pope. But, and all the priests, including some other rabbis, talk about ecumenical council. Kirechot Barono, Ovechot Likolono, Tiposiki Malachan. Aren't they allowed to quote Tiposiki Malachan? But the question is how they abuse the pasuk. Of course, kirechot baronu, they ovechot likolonu. But that's in respect to social matters, brotherly help. So chovi v'odam shnibu l'tzalon l'kim. But not in regard to emune. So in regard to emune, so Avraham Avinu is called Ivri. Why Ivri? Because and here he said he wanted to form one faith, emergence of all the faiths, Jewish faith, Christian faith, Muslim faith, all kinds of pagan faith, everything. So that's why he's Lovon Bikish Latter Asaki. Because he said, Elkei Avraham, Velehei Nocher Yishbitu Bineinu, Elkei Aviem, but Vayishova Yaakov, Bifach Adol Yitzchok. Yaakov said to Lovon, you want the bris of brotherhood? We shouldn't attack each other? Fine, but I'm not going to make a bris in regard to Emune. In regard to Emune, so Skolarilo Meidarechot, Vyavraham Meivrashini, Yaakov Meivrashini. And then something else. Vayim alovon liyakov, hine agal hazeh v'hine amatzeiva asher yovisi b'ni b'necho. Eid agal hazeh v'eid amatzeivo. Imoni l'yever ilecho es agal hazeh, v'imato l'yisaber elay es agal hazeh v'es amatzeivo hazeis. So it is remarkable. In regard to the Gal, he used every breath involves something tangible as a token of the bris. The bris bin Aksol also involved something tangible. It does not mean that the bris bin Aksol, that the psorim, so that the slices of the aisle, so that it was really the main thing of the bris, but it was reflective and symbolic of the bris. And that's the bris bin Aksol that Rabbein Shalom established between himself and Avraham Avinu as the ancestor of the Jewish people. How about the bris of the Keshes, Eskashti Nosati B'Onon? There is also a tangible token of the bris, the rainbow. Now, Albert Einstein wrote a book together with a Jewish scientist, Infeld, Professor Infeld. So the name of the book is The Theory of Relativity. I mean, there he tries to explain all the concepts of physics, Newtonian physics, and the theory of relativity in a popular way, so that somebody who did not have a scientific background could also understand it. I certainly did not have a scientific background. I read it and certainly I understood. Whether I could repeat it or not, that I don't know. But certainly not now. So he mentions, he discusses the rainbow. He discusses the rainbow. So he says, there is one theory, it's not Albert Einstein, Infeld wrote it. So there is one theory that explains the phenomenon of the rainbow on the basis of the covenant this Almighty God established with the human race, with none. Oh, he says, so Infeld writes, that's a good explanation. But it's not a scientific explanation, because the scientific explanation of the rainbow is when we have a rainbow. In other words, if it rains, and then the sun starts to shine, so then we have the spectrum of colors. That's the rainbow. See, in the Avodah Zarah Kippurim we say, Ki mare hakishes, b'sir ha'onon mare ker. In other words, mare ker, why was the king Godel so effective, in being the spiritual leader of the Jewish people? He was able to inspire everybody because the king Godel represented the spectrum of colors. So he could inspire everybody, not only the Kiyanim, but all the Israeli, the ignorant people, the intellectual people, the Talmud, the Chachamim, everybody. So that's the... So here too, Yaakov Avinu and Lavan established the covenant. So they had to use something tangible as a token, as a symbol of the covenant. What were the symbols? The Gal and the Matzil. There's a difference between the Gal and the Matzil. Gal means many stones. Matzil is one stone. As a matter of fact, after the dream of Yaakov, it's Yaakov Mishnah say, Vayima Ochei Yesh Hadishem Bamokim Azeh. ועניחי לא יודעות ועירו ועימא מנירו עמוקם הזה אם זה הקים ואיזה הקים וזה שער השמיים וישתים יעקב בביקר ועיקח אבן אשר סומד אשר איסו ויוסם איסו מציבו ויציק שם לעובד אישו ויקחו אשר עמוקם ההוא ויזכר ואו אמרו שם יהיה לו ראשינו ויידע יעקב נדלי מיה אם יהיה הלכים מודי ושמורנו בדרך הזה אשר אמריך יהלך ונוסענו ללחם לאחר ובגד לרבש ושבתי בשולם ובסובי רואי על השם מולכים ויואב נזייס If the Rebbeinu Yisroel will guard me on the way and will give me bread and will give me clothes and I'll return safely to my father's home so then ואוהב נזייס ונסמתי מציבו יהיה בייס הלכים וכל אשר תיתן לי עשר עשר נורא. Superficially it appears that Yaakov Avinu made the condition, stipulated the condition to his night. He saw, Bohoi Adishem, literally king, if it's not, it's in yearly king body, and if Chas V'Sholem not, so then, so Adishem, not literally king, how can we conceive it? How can we conceive it? I think, based upon what the Ramban says here, he says, here Yaakov Avinu built him a tzibur for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but in Sheftim, the Torah asks him a tzibur. He's not allowed. So Chazal says, the Sifri says, that something that was old came at the Torah, so after the Torah became something. So, Yaakov, and Ramban points out here, in Spanish that on the Mizbeach there is a basic distinction between the function of the Mizbeach and the function of the Matzeva. The function of the Mizbeach is to be Matri, Korbonis, Svochim, and Limoches, but the function of the Matzeva is to pour Shemen. Shemen is symbolic of Malchus, of Kehune. Shemen is symbolic of wealth, of power, of influence. Mizbeach is symbolic of adversity, of poverty, of misery, of trouble, of frustration. Now, Yaakov Avinu knew very well that he was, there are two Mishenis that a Jew encounters at every step. One Mishen is the Mishen of the Mizbeach.